This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and ASEAN leaders jointly reviewed progress in the ASEAN-India relations and discussed initiatives for strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership. In his address, Prime Minister reiterated India's support for ASEAN unity, ASEAN centrality, and the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. He complimented ASEAN on adoption of the ASEAN Community Vision 2045. During his address, Prime Minister said, 21st century belongs to India, an association of Southeast Asian nations. On the occasion, Mr. Modi declared 2026 as the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation.
भारत हर आपदा में अपने आसियान मित्रों के साथ मजबूती से खड़ा रहा है एचएडीआर समुद्री सुरक्षा और ब्लू इकोनॉमी में हमारा सहयोग तेजी से बढ़ रहा है इसको देखते हुए हम 2026 को आसियान इंडिया ईयर ऑफ मैरिटाइम कोऑपरेशन घोषित कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister further announced training of 400 professionals in renewable energy for supporting the ASEAN Power Grid Initiative. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and also exchange views on regional and international developments. Dr. Jaishankar met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan on the sidelines of the 47th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, where both ministers participated in high-level regional diplomatic engagements. The External Affairs Minister also held talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and discussed India-Malaysia bilateral cooperation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan attended the swearing-in ceremony of the new President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, yesterday. Mr. Radhakrishnan, who is on a two-day visit to Seychelles, also met the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam. They reflected on the strong and enduring bonds rooted in shared history and culture between both the countries. They also discussed ways to further strengthen India-Mauritius bilateral relations. The Vice Presidents also addressed their members of the Indian diaspora in Seychelles. The 8th session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. 124 countries will participate in the 4-day event and over 40 ministers from across the globe will attend the session. The event will bring the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate a solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. The member countries will review progress, address challenges, and align actions toward one vision, affordable solar energy for all. The Solar Alliance will take forward the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of harnessing the power of solar energy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. The 5-day event being organized by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways in partnership with Indian Ports Association will showcase India's vision for sustainable maritime growth, trade expansion and blue economy development. The event will see participation of leaders from the maritime industry, policymakers, investors, innovators, stakeholders from India and abroad. Mr. Shah will also distribute the state-of-the-art deep-sea fishing vessels at Mazagon Dock in Mumbai today. In cricket, the final league stage match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup match between India and Bangladesh was called off due to rain at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a Duckworth-Lewis Stern revised target of 126 and 27 overs, India were 57 for no loss in 8.4 overs when another heavy drizzle forced the players into the dugout. India reaffirmed its regional athletic dominance by emerging as the overall champion in the 4th South Asian Senior Athletics Championships 2025, which concluded at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Ranchi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.